the associates of Lord Vishnu. Tardita, driven. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami continued, O King, in accordance with the order of their master, Bali Maharaj, all the chiefs of the demons and daityas entered the lower regions of the universe to which they were driven by the soldiers of Vishnu. Next verse. Okay. Atataksha suto gatva virat prabhu chikkiyashitam babanda varunai pashayar Balim Sutye Hani Kratau. So I'll just read this one through. Atta thereafter, Tarkshasuta, Garuda, Gatva, knowing, Virat, the king of birds, Prabhu, Chikirshitam, the desire of Lord Vishnu as Bamanadev, Babanda, arrested, Varunai, belonging to Varuna, Pashai, by the ropes, Balim, Bali, Sutye, when Somaras is taken, Ahani on the day, Kratau, at the time of sacrifice. Translation. Thereafter, on the day of Somapana, after the sacrifice was finished, Garuda, the king of the birds, understanding the desire of his master, arrested Bali Maharaj with the ropes of Varuna. Purport. Garuda, the constant companion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, knows the confidential part of the Lord's desire. Bali Maharaj's tolerance and devotion were undoubtedly super excellent. Garuda arrested Bali Maharaj to show the entire universe the greatness of the king's tolerance. Omajana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Takura Militam Jena Tasmai Shi Gurave Namaha Mukankaroti Bachalam Pangulangayate Garim Yakipata Mahambande Shi Gurun Dinataranam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudeva Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Atataksha Suto Gatva Virat Prabhu Chikishitam Babanda Varunai Pashaya Balim Sute Hani Kratau. Thereafter, on the day of Somapana, after the sacrifice was finished, Garuda, the king of the birds, understanding the desire of his master, arrested Bali Maharaj with the ropes of Varuna. So although it appears that Bali Maharaj, throughout this story, being stressed that he was a great devotee, obviously, at the same time, Vamanadeva is enacting this leela to demonstrate, as it says here in the purport, the greatness of the king's tolerance. So sometimes throughout this story it stresses that Bali Maharaj had not surrendered. He hadn't surrendered everything, and he was very attached to his name and fame. Therefore he wanted to maintain it. He didn't want to have a bad reputation. Therefore he was in anxiety that he wouldn't fulfill his promise to the Brahmana boy, the Brahmachari, who had asked for 3 steps. Therefore, after he surrendered, after Vamana had stepped throughout, kicked the hole in the universe, and he had a 3rd step, it was still another step. He said, well, Bali, you know, it looks like you're not very, you didn't fulfill your promise. So therefore he's being arrested. Kind of a little bit of funny, because there he is, he owns everything in the universe. And first of all, we remember that Vamana said he was being offered anything he wanted, you know, anything. Take a whole anything, give the whole universe. He says, what do I want that for? Jitendriyam, someone who has his senses uncontrolled, he'll never be happy. So throughout this pastime, lessons are being learned, and they continue to be right up to the end. Here he's being arrested with these ropes. Asha, or Pashaya, this word appears Also, the ropes of the Yamadutas. When Ajamila was arrested, this word is used, Pasha, by ropes. Asha, Pasha, Shata, Shata. Klesha De Abhirata Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes also the ropes of material desire. We're all arrested in this material world. Bali Maharaj is showing this example. Even when he was arrested, Prahlad Maharaj came. You'll see that Prahlad Maharaj comes, and Lord Brahma is there, and they're all appealing. His own wife is at Vindhyavali. She also appeals to Vamanadeva. Say, why don't arrest him like this? This is not good. He is such a great devotee. He has surrendered everything. Now you're arresting him. Doesn't, you know, we don't understand it. And this is after Bali Maharaj had said, what is the use of a wife? Kim Jayaya. Jayaya is a wife. It's a different, wonderful verse in maybe the next chapter, where he describes, what is the use of this body? Atmana. The body is simply going to die. Has anta. It ends. And the wife and the children, Swajanakya Dashu, Rikta Harai, described. Rikta Harai. They take away all your wealth. In the name of relatives, they're simply plunderers. Bali Maharaj was showing this aspect of his renunciation. And you have to give them up anyway. What's the use? Still, his wife came. She interrupted. She was so anxious to defend him. So Bali Maharaj, and we hear that there was a big roar of lamentation amongst everyone in the universe that Bali Maharaj is being arrested. Why is he being arrested? After all that, he gave up everything still. So Lord Vamana wants to make an example to show so much tolerance that Bali Maharaj exhibits. So we're all meant to exhibit this type of tolerance. Anyone reading about Bali Maharaj will be inspired. Prabhupada sometimes would say that our whole Hare Krishna, whole Krishna consciousness Vaishnava movement is going on with Vairagya Vidya, renunciation, Vishaya, Chariya, Seira Se Majiya, Mukhe Bolos Hari Hari. If one wants to chant Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari, the name of Hari, properly and with increasing in strength, then he has to give up. He cannot remain. He has to become more and more. So Bali Maharaj is showing that example. The pressure was increasing on him to give more. So he said, that's okay. And then we'll see what happened. He went to the lower planets, and Vamana said, that's okay. You're going to this Sutala, but this Sutala was personally created by me, or I personally commissioned that Vishvakarma to create this planet, which is way, way better than anything in your heavenly planet, or anything that anybody could ever aspire to in this material world. Not only that, I'll personally stay there with you. You can always see me all the time. And in that place, of course, there's no question of bad things happening. Daiva. Dur Daiva Medrishi Mahajani. This word Daiva is like we heard yesterday, it can be go either way. Daiva is, it is directly sometimes the Supreme Personality of God. Daiving Prakriti Mahashrita. This is the spiritual energy. Mahatmanastu Mam Partha Daiving Prakriti Mahashrita. Those who are great devotees, Mahatmanas too, they are diving, they take shelter of the diving prakriti. So daiva, as the energy of Krishna, can be daivaina na palati divya kishora murti. That's another verse Bilva Mangala Thakur is describing also as a spiritual, in a spiritual sense, completely. Although Bilva Mangala had been, he blinded himself still. Divya kishora murti, he was seeing always the divine form of Krishna. He took it upon himself also that I'm seeing Maya too much, therefore he poked out his eyes. And still considered that by great fortune he was seeing the form of Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya, in his, as we just said, Dur Daivam, he used this word Daiva also, that it was misfortune. Of course, he's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so we have to understand that in a certain type of way. Where he says, Nam Namakari Bahoda Nijasarva Shakti Tatarpita Niyamata Smarani Nakala Hetatrishitava Kripa Daiva Madrishti Mahajani Nanaraga. For our benefit, Mahaprabhu is saying that Nanuragaha, although that the holy name of Krishna, Nam Namakari, there's many types of names, but especially Krishna Govinda, these names that we chant, Nam Namakari Bahoda, Nija Sarva Shakti, they are non-different. They have all the power of Krishna, Nija Sarva Shakti, Tatrapita Nimata Smarane. Doesn't matter when you remember to, in what circumstances you chant. Nakala, time, place, can chant any time. Durdaiva Medrisha Mahajani Nanaraga. He says, still, by some misfortune, Mahaprabhu is saying, Durdaivam. Durdaiva Mahajani. I wasn't attracted to the holy name. So we should consider that. That is misfortune. Although Daiva itself, we've been hearing a daiva is providence, sometimes it's misfortune, and karma, daiva netrena, by the eye of daiva is watching us. But things are going on somehow, and we're not in control. The Bali Maharaj is showing that although he was forced to give up the whole sovereignty of the universe, still he got more. So these examples are there, just like Sudama Brahmana. He had nothing. He got a lot. So similarly, Prabhupada says, although this verse is very important, Tatenu Kampam Sushi Mikshamano. This verse is always quoted when someone is suffering. So that's also one of the aspects of Bali Maharaj, that although he took this as a special mercy, when everything is taken away, bunjana ivatmakatam. Bunjana means to atmakatam, that one suffers thinking that I have brought this all upon myself. So Bali Maharaj was also thinking like that. He wasn't blaming Krishna or Vamana in any way. He was taking full blame. Anadi karma apale, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. From time before time, I've been racking up bad karma. He's showing that the living entities in this material world, what kind of predicament they're in. Anadi karma pale. They're getting the fruits of their karma from before we can't. There's no way to trace it back. Anadi karma pale padi bhavanana vajale taribare na upai taribare nahi. We cannot see a way out of it. We cannot see any way out. So the way out, of course, is by taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, taking shelter of the purports of Srimad Bhagavatam given by Srila Prabhupada. And this is the way. Otherwise, we're all, if not arrested by the ropes of Varuna directly, but Bali Maharaj was very fortunate to be in the association of Varuna, of Garuda. But if we're ordinary, small-time, demoniac person, as described, they always want to think that we're in control. Idam ajamaya labdam, imam prapshe manoratam. By my mental concoction, I am continuing to think that I am in charge. Whatever I get, whatever I have is mine. Bali Maharaj didn't have this mentality. Although one may be, it is said, everything is taken away, he's very fortunate. But then it is explained here in the Bhagavatam, I'm even more fortunate, someone who can utilize opulence, like the great acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, like that. Any opulence they get, they like Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva, things are taken away. But when they're given, like Bali Maharaj, they also utilize anything they get. Yukta Vairagya. Is Rupa Goswami. Anything they get, they're utilizing. Rupa Goswami had money after he even retired. He gave here, he gave there. But when Sanatana Goswami was arrested, he gave his so many gold coins to that jailer to get Sanatana Goswami freed from that position. And anything, any opulence that Prabhupada would get, he would utilize. Although he himself was completely nirbandha Krishna sambandhe. When one has this qualification that he's totally detached, then Krishna gives. So much you cannot take it. Just like when Prabhupada was on a morning walk, one time he was describing this great fortune, spiritual fortune that the devotees had. Well, we would always forget it. Of course, around Prabhupada, you could be reminded more easily. So one devotee, Gurudas, he was saying, well, Prabhupada, what does it really mean to get this causeless mercy? So Prabhupada kind of pushed into his stomach with his hands, you know, like he felt like, he told me he felt tickled, you know, Prabhupada was like pushing him like this. He said, here, take $100,000. And he pushed into his stomach as though he was giving a package. So when Prabhupada would do something like that, you could actually feel the potency of something like that. I know I was sitting with Prabhupada and he was talking about how the British cut the weaver's thumbs in Shantipur so they couldn't compete with the make beautiful fabric that they did in Shantipur. And they would cut the thumbs. Very nice thing they did. But so, and Prabhupada was sitting there. Imagine, and he went like this. He said, if I cut your thumb, it is very painful, is it not? And, you know, I was astounded that I looked at my thumb practically to see if it was there, because that Prabhupada's potency was so powerful. So if he pushes you and says, here's $100,000, then you really would get the idea of what good fortune is also. So Prabhupada had this dramatic, so in a mundane sense you could say panache or some flair, but it was very real. And Prabhupada, when he would talk about things like that, this abortion, you know, you could practically see all the every abortion going on and all the cow slaughter, because he feels it. So these great devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, and Bali Maharaj is continually compared to his grandfather. Naham bibeh majita te tibayan ukasya. Prahlad Maharaj had said, I'm not afraid of the Narsingadev's fearsome form, naham bibeh majita te tibayan, and his nails and his teeth and his mane soaked with blood and garland of intestines from Aranyakashipu. His roaring sound like that. I'm not afraid of that. And similarly, Bali Maharaj has a verse similar where he uses this word. I'm not afraid of this aspect of Krishna, whatever he does. I'm afraid of this material energy being attached, being entangled. So this is the Bhagavatam is there for, especially one of the things that immediately we can become detached. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Upari. Janayatyasu Vairagyam. In the beginning it is, the very beginning it even says, Dharma Projita Kaitu. Don't even be attached to your so-called Dharma. It's kicked out from here on in. So it is Paramahansa Sanghita. So as it, the various pastimes are told, they become very real. I mean, you can read this Bali Maharaj pastime. By the time you get back to it in 10 years or so, it'll be completely new. Unless you just happen to read Bhagavatam all day, every day, some people. So the more one brings his mind to this pastimes, and then he becomes very enlivened. Vichare chamatkar, pabe chamatkar. If you bring your mind, however, the manoritanasati, so much it can speculate unlimitedly, it's very easy to become illusion over, the Maya is ready to take over again and again. The Bali Maharaj is showing such a great example. Complete detachment. And whatever he had, he surrendered. Whatever he had. Even Prabhupada didn't even have anything, but he would immediately get something. Whenever there was some chance, he would say, sometimes Prabhupada would say, I have nothing, not even 3 paisa. But immediately, like when he got the Detroit temple, he said, immediately it was $300,000. His Prabhupada said, I did not have 3 paisa. 3 paisa. 3 paisa. So this was Prabhupada's position. He never felt. This is nirmamo nirahankara sa shanti madigachati. This is Bhagavad Gita. Again and again, advaishta sarva bhutanam maitra karuna evacha. The pure devotee is described there in 12th chapter. His qualification. Nirahankara. He's finished with false ego. Nirmana moha jita sangha dosha. Nirmana moha jita sangha dosha. He's conquered over this material energy because he has no identity with the material body at all. The more one comes to this position, he looks toward Bali Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Mahajana Yena Gatasapanta, the more he can surrender, he can become happy in this, even in this material world. Vishram Purna Shukayate. One has not even aspiration, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, na danam na janam na sundarin kapita ambadam mama janmini jamani shure bhavatad bhakti. Whether I'm here in this material world, I don't care. Mama janmini, I could take birth again, doesn't matter. So these great devotees, they're also like that. Whether it's Bali Maharaj, Vasudev Dutt, Prahlad Maharaj, Haridas Thakur, you can tear my body to pieces, I don't care. So Bali Maharaj had the same, not exactly like Haridas Thakur, but Haridas Thakur said, Chindi, Chindi. When they asked him to stop chanting, he said, you can cut me to pieces, I don't care. So it's not that we can get too puffed up thinking we're great, great devotees. When we see examples like Prahlad Maharaj, Thakur Haridas, Bali Maharaj, how advanced they are, they have, whatever they have, they surrender. Marobe rakobe ocho tahar. Whether I'm killed or not, whether you maintain me, Narayana parasarvena kutaschana bibhyati. This verse is there with Chitraketu. Chitraketu, we know he's Ritasura. When he was cursed that he would become a demon, he said, it was described there, Narayana Parayana, because he's Narayana Parayana, Sarvena Kutaschana Bibhyati. He's not fearful in any situation. Whether Svarga Pavarga, in hell, not a case for Tulyatada. Equal, this is the qualification. Tulyarta Darshana, whatever he sees, it's equal. And Parikshit Maharaj, in the first canto, he was a little disgusted with the king. He put a dead snake. It wasn't much of an offense. He was disgusted with the sage. He was traveling. He was thirsty. He didn't get it. Even a sage was completely in another dimension, just meditating on something. So his boy became very angry and he cursed Parikshit Maharaj. But Parikshit Maharaj, he didn't counteract. Na prati kurvanti sabakta prabhavo pihi. This is the greatness of the devotees as described. They don't counteract. Unless, of course, another devotee is being attacked, then he can counteract. When Nityananda was attacked and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was calling for his chakra. But Nityananda, he did not protest anything. So similarly, Parikshit Maharaj described Taraskrita Viparlabda. Even if he's beaten, cursed, sapta, kshipta, neglected, even killed, hata api, even killed, he doesn't protest. We see that also in that Bharat, Judd Bharat. He was taken by those dacoits. They wanted to sacrifice him. They buttered him up with all kinds of sandalwood oil and sandalwood paste, and they just caught him there because he was out in the field. He never protested. His brothers took advantage of the fact he was avadut. He didn't talk very much, didn't say anything. He was acting like completely stunted. Jada. Jada means stunted. Jada yoga is a type of yoga. He was the best example where he doesn't care even if his body is caught on fire. People would pass urine on him and beat him. They put him out in the field just to make noise to keep away the birds. And he would just eat old, husks, rotting food. He didn't care, never protested. He already knew he'd been a deer before, and he'd been the king before, so he knew this is temporary. He had full realization, great self. He enlightened that Rahugana Maharaj. We can read that in fifth canto. Wonderful conversation where he describes. And of course the king realized, had so many realizations. The king Rahugana. Rahuganaita tapasani ati initi. When he started to talk finally, that king was very shocked. Oh my God. Who is this guy? So he was taken as a captive by these demon rakshasas. They wanted to just sacrifice him to Kali Bhairav, Durga. Put him in there, tied him up, ready to cut him, kill him. Seems to be a common pastime among demons. They do bad stuff. Anyway, apparently Durga, Kali, she didn't like this very much. She busted out of the deity. And with all her associates, started cutting their heads off and drinking the blood as it splurted out. Prabhupada liked this painting very much in the back of the book too. Whoever has done that painting, tell him thank you very much. This Pricket did the painting. His life was fulfilled. So the these are the lessons of Srimad Bhagavatam. So if there's any comments and addition, subtraction. Anybody? Questions? Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam. What? Somebody? Hiding? What? 50 cents a question.
No, the small comment. Very nice lecture. Prabhupada mentions in the Dasara Stotra about Vamanadev. Again, he says, actually, Vamanadev was no begging. He was cheating. That was a cheating thing. He mentions that. And his devotees want him to be cheated by the Lord.
Yes, they want to be cheated, right? It's a good way to get cheated. Anything else? Okay. 50 cents.
So Indra or Bali or you know whoever ruled the heavenly planets, they were actually in charge of the whole universe.
It says that he,
you know,
Vamana, as I read, Vamana said, "Now you're in charge of the whole universe, and what are you going to do now? I already conquered the whole universe."
So that means they were in charge of like Brahmaloka and everything above and below and.
That part I don't know, Brahmaloka.
But isn't that part of the?
You have
universe?
To check with the real estate agents. I don't know. I'm Ijani now. Anything else? So you don't have to pay because I couldn't answer. Anybody else? Bad Bhagavatam ki.
Two steps.